It's always good for me to come to St. John Vianney and celebrate Mass. Before I entered seminary, I used to work here in the Faith Formation Office, so it's sort of like coming home, even though it did look a little different in here today than it did the last time I visited, but I'm sure that it's going to be beautiful when all this work is done. In the readings today, we hear about how merciful and how amazing the love of God is. And it's appropriate because in this year of mercy, Pope Francis has been reminding us over and over again, time and time again, about how merciful our Heavenly Father is. And our Lord shows that in the readings today. The first example he shows us is this encounter that he has with Abraham. When he asks him, "You're not going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah if there's 50 good people there, right?" And the Lord says, "No, I won't." And then Abraham has this cool dialogue with God, where it's almost like a kid trying to bargain with their parents. Like, "Look, if I eat just like one more piece of chicken and one more green bean, can I have dessert?" Again, he keeps making this deal with God, and God says, "No, I won't, I won't, I won't." And I'm sure that if we take the story all the way down, I'm sure that if there was just one good person left, God would not destroy that town. Because God is full of mercy. God is full of love. Now, if he wasn't full of mercy, if he wasn't full of love, what he could have done was he could have smashed his fist on Abraham and said, "No, I will do what I want and I will destroy you for being annoying." But he didn't do that because he loves. He loves us. And we can come to him time and time again and we can plead and we can bargain and say, "God, I need you." And he'll say, "I know. I hear you. I'm here for you." And that's what the Lord tells us in the gospel today. When the disciples are asking Jesus, like, "Hey, we don't know how to pray. Can you just like give us like an instruction manual? Can you just write it down? Can you put it in like a DIY YouTube video so we know exactly how we are to pray?" And Jesus gives us this beautiful prayer that we've prayed for centuries. One that we know and we can pray with any Christian. The Our Father. It's a little different here in Luke's gospel than it is in Matthew, the one that we use in liturgies. But this one is, it's the prayer of the Our Father of saying, "We're nothing without you, God, and we need you." And then Jesus tells this great parable of the man who goes to his neighbor and says, "Hey, I got some friends over and I need some food. Can you help me?" The man from within says, "No, go away. We're asleep. We're too busy to help you." And God tells us, "Look, I'm not that kind of God. I'm not a God that's going to tell you, 'Look, I'm too busy. I'm the God of the universe. I got busy, important things to do. I don't have time for your prayers.'" The Lord doesn't say that to us. He says, "Knock, and I will answer you. Seek, and you will find it." That's the God of mercy that we seek. Whatever it is that we need, whatever we're struggling with, whatever's on our heart and in our mind, we can bring that to God. And he is a God of mercy. He's a God of love who says to us, "Yes, I know you need that. I know you need it and I will answer." Now, on the other side of that, sometimes God doesn't answer the prayer we want him to. Sometimes we ask for something and God says, "You know what? Not yet. Maybe a little bit later down the road I'll answer the prayer in the affirmative." But then sometimes God even changes it around on us. We'll ask and pray that, "Oh God, I want to so badly win the lottery. Oh God." And he'll say, "Look, I got a better idea." And he'll reveal that to us. That's what prayer is. It's us saying to God our deepest desires, our deepest needs, and him answering us. He'll answer us in some way. Sometimes it's not in the way that we want. But in those cases, when he answers us in ways we don't want him to, we still know he's in charge and we still know he loves us. We know that God answers our prayers in the best way that we need to hear them. We receive his mercy, we receive his love because he answers our prayers. Sometimes it's yes, sometimes it's not yet, sometimes it's I have a better idea. But whatever it is, we bring our prayers to God because he is our Father who lives in heaven. He is our Father that continues to be with us. He is our God who sent his Son into the world to be crucified to take away sin forever. He's the God who sent the Holy Spirit upon us to inflame our hearts with his love, to change us, to help make us one. We gather our prayers together because we bring them to the God of mercy, to the God of love, to the God who will be there for us no matter what. My friends, don't be afraid this week to make some prayer from your heart. Don't be afraid to ask the Lord for your deepest desires. Because when you knock, the door will be open to you. When you seek God's mercy and love, you will find it. We also ask the Lord to help us to understand His will so that we may faithfully follow after Him. I said at the beginning of Mass, I'm Father TJ, I work for the diocese. I said I'm not here to ask for money. I'm here to ask for something way more important than that. I'm here to ask you for your prayers. I ask you, please, in joining me to bang down the door of prayer on the Lord to say, Lord, we need more priests. We need more religious. Job of vocation directors, I get to travel around and talk to parishes and young people and young adults and tell them about the great things that God has done in our lives. And so I'm asking you to please help me and join me in praying for an increase in vocations to the priesthood and the consecrated life. We need courageous young men and women to say, yes, Lord, I will serve. Yes, Lord, I will follow you and see if that vocation is for me. We have an incredible number of seminarians that are studying for the priesthood here in our local church. We have an incredible number of men and women in formation for religious communities that are from our archdiocese, but it's not enough. We need more. We need more men and women to help carry on the gospel message of love. So I appreciate your prayers. I appreciate you helping me and knocking on the door to the Lord and saying, Lord, please send us more priests and nuns to continue on the work of the church. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for always making a place in your heart for God's love. Because that's what He wants us to know. That He's a God of love. That He's a God of mercy. That no prayer is too big for our God. And nothing is going to make Him tire of our petitions and our prayers and our love. May the Lord of love continue to work in our hearts and be with us so that we may faithfully follow Him and go the way that He wants us to go.